Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 20th. The grains closed mixed here with May corn, new contract low and low close. Got down to 313 and a half, closed at 314 and a quarter, down 8 cents. Beans got, they closed at 826 and a half, down 6. The low is 25 and a half, so it wasn't a new contract low there. Wheat up 15 and a quarter at 548 and three quarters. Wheat was stronger on the news that the Russians would cut exports once they get to a 7 million metric ton cap. They expect to see that cap sometime in May. So the world thinks maybe they need to come to the U.S. now. We also had some freezes, South Dakota, Colorado, a few other places that did have some freeze damage out there. So all that put into the higher prices. Probably the biggest news today is crude oil did something historic that no other commodity has ever done in the history of trading commodities. It went negative. Crude oil closed down $55 a barrel at $37.63. So that's a negative $37.63, which means that oil producers would pay you $37,000 to take delivery of one contract of oil. The problem is, if you do it, where are you going to put that oil? There's literally no storage available anywhere, which is why we're having this problem. Until the Saudis cut production dramatically and the Russians cut production dramatically, this is going to throw the world into some kind of turmoil. I would imagine that heads will roll in Saudi Arabia. I would imagine there could be some major political upheaval in Russia. This put the Dow Jones down 592. I'm surprised it wasn't down more. The major oil stocks were kind of mixed. There were a couple that were higher. There were a couple that were 3 or 4% lower. But it wasn't the disaster you thought it would be. Now, the June crude oil closed at 2132, down 370. It's down 371 right now in the aftermarket. So right now you've got almost a $55 spread between May and June. Now, obviously, you could take delivery and carry it till June, but where are you going to put it? So we've never seen a commodity go negative, let alone $37 a barrel negative. I mean, it's unprecedented. The Saudis and the Russians have absolutely shot themselves in the foot here with this price war. I would imagine we're going to be doing big harm to a lot of oil companies out here. Ethanol, I'm surprised corn only closed down 8 cents. This makes ethanol, you know, in serious trouble out here. And it means grain prices can certainly move through or lower corn and beans through first notice bid day a week from Thursday. So, you know, I don't know what to say in here. We've never seen this before. It's hard to know how the markets are going to react. Of course, the crude oil is like any other commodity. You're supposed to buy it first notice day, today's first notice day in the crude oil. So maybe this is as low as we're going out here. We'll have to see. These markets have done some unprecedented things, and don't think there's other markets that can't do the same thing. I have said on hundreds of times and hundreds of seminars around the country, never tell me what a market can't do. A market can and will do anything it wants to. In this market and the crude, if I would have told you a month ago when crude was at $30 a barrel and it was going to go negative 30, you would have said the oil can't do that. Well, this is a perfect example of a market can and will do whatever it needs to do. So, you know, I'd certainly, if I was a grain farmer or livestock producer out there, I'd certainly be looking at cheap puts in these kind of markets for the next couple of months till this thing settles down to protect the downside out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.